And thanks again for tuning into InTheFlowOfMagic.com and the podcast. So I would just like to do a relatively short episode for you guys, but that will be super helpful. So I will be putting out, this is November 2017 that I'm recording this, I will be doing some sort of support for you on staying in the flow of magic during the holidays. So the best way to find out about that is to head over to my website, join my free tribe, and then you will be notified by email of any videos or anything that I produce, any content that will help you to get through the holiday season in a peaceful manner. And so today I'd like to speak a little bit with you, continuing on about the third chakra. Now for women, I think this is really a difficult chakra. It's called Manipura chakra, and it's a fire energy. It's the energy of personal power. Now I'm going to throw out some potential problems with the third chakra and see if any of these resonate with you. I have had many of these. Digestive issues, liver issues, anything also stomach, you know, gas, poor digestion, some other physical issues, very interesting, hernia, umbilical hernia. So right in that midline around the navel, right, the navel chakra. So I have had a hernia there that slowly got worse and worse and worse, and basically it was right in the umbilicus as well. So its sense of not ever having closed, that chakra was even at birth too open. Okay, so follow me on this. That chakra for women, personal power, your own boundaries, setting boundaries. So that has been an issue for me, and I wonder, as I name some of these things, think about, does that area of your body, that center of your body, is there weakness there? Right? Do we feel like, oh, we've just got belly fat? Well, is there too much openness in that chakra? And so in a few minutes, I'm going to lead a really short but helpful meditation practice to strengthen that third chakra. So stay tuned for that. But before I do that, I want to make the next connection to boundaries, as I mentioned. Do you, as a woman, find that you have trouble setting boundaries with people? That people could be husbands, partners, lovers, friends, okay? Boundary issues means you do things and you say yes. You say, yes, I'll do that. I can do that. And you really later realize you really don't want to do that. You realize you feel tremendously stressed about doing that. You feel like you're pouring out too much. You're pouring out. You're giving. Yes, related to the heart chakra, but the lack of control around that or centeredness and self-love around giving has to do with that third chakra. Again, a big issue for me. As you may know, I do work locally as a healer, and I have, you know, had several times, and this is very common for healers, especially body workers, massage therapists, I've had it come up where it's interesting to set a boundary with a client. And again, I'll give an example, but you can see in your life, you don't have to be a healer to experience this. So doing work with a client, helping, giving, and then because they're enjoying that, because it feels wonderful to receive, they want more, and then wanting to go beyond the professional availability, wanting more of your time. So does this resonate with you as a coworker? Even maybe your children, and I actually firmly believe that children we can still have boundaries with our children. I actually think it's very healthy and very nurturing because you're teaching them that they can have boundaries. I once took care of a little boy, and one of the things I was able to teach him, he was only about 3 and a half or 4, and I was able to teach him the concept of quiet time because I was living in the home with him and his family, and I was helping with him, and it was wonderful, but in the mornings, I needed time where I wasn't working with him, right? He was used to me working with him, helping him, babysitting him, and that's fine, but he didn't understand that, you know, early in the morning, I was really just getting my tea and maybe having a little breakfast and needing my own time, and I talked with him about quiet time, and he loved it, you guys. Over about a week or so, as he understood it, at a certain point, he said to me, I walked in the kitchen and some other family members were up and, you know, I would acknowledge everyone that I just wanted to make a cup of tea. And he said to me, he whispered, Kala, are you still having your quiet time? It was so adorable. I said, yes, I am. And he's like, okay. And he went back to what he was doing. I got my tea. He saw me. I did what I needed to do, and it was fine. He accepted that. And I know what I taught him because he later said to me, I'm going to take quiet time. He then knew, well, you know, he's a child, but he's like, well, I can have that right too. I need quiet time. And he took it in a perfectly appropriate way. It wasn't in any sort of, you know, tantrumy way. He really did need a little time to himself. And he said, I'm going to take quiet time. And I said, oh, that's fine. That's perfect. So all to go back to boundaries for us as women, this is so key, whether it's with a child, whether it's with friends, whether it's with clients who feel so much of your love and your care that they want more and that you give more and then they want more. We, Maya Angelou, Maya Angelou famously said, when people show you how they are, believe them. And I think she meant believe them the first time. Now, of course, that doesn't work with some people who are, if they're really like crazy folks, but most people, they will show you how they are. So if you notice that you give your caring, you give the attention, and then there's this desire for more, and especially if it's not a child that you know is in a particular need, but an adult, they're going to become a taker from you, right? Because you're giving. So you'll attract more people who simply want to take. And they'll take and they'll take. And it feels good. And they're like, well, she's fine with it. She's so giving. So take a breath here. Is that really working for you? Deep breath with me. And I do it so you can hear me. I'm inhaling and I'm exhaling. Long breath out. Before we go into that meditation, remember, if you would like further support, one-on-one support in learning about boundaries and techniques that are not cerebral, not like therapy, but a wonderful adjunct to therapy, really tuning into our bodies for our wisdom as women, to our intuition, to that peaceful place inside of us, somatic body-based techniques, then get in touch with me through intheflowofmagic.com. And you can go to the services page. I have coaching where I simply teach meditation to you, specific to you and what your needs are. And I also have multi-modality wonderful, juicy coaching packages that are virtual packages so we can work together wherever you are. So check that out, and now let's continue on with the rest of the show. Long breath out. Let's do a meditation for that third chakra. super simple. Tune into the area around the belly button and a little bit above, the third chakra area. Manipura, fire, like the beautiful glowing yellow of the sun. We're not going to picture fancy colors. We're not going to do a mantra. It's actually much simpler. When I tune into my third chakra, I feel energy moving. And if, goddess, you are a spiritual person, you might actually be able to feel subtle energy in that area above the belly button, an inch or two, right? What I then pictured, and this was from some research I was doing, they said picture two sliding doors and just close them. So I invite you now to come up with an image. What I liked is actually one door that I just, rather than shut it, it slides. I like the sliding effect, and I breathed, I focused there, and I literally pictured a solid door sliding, like those Japanese doors, but more solid. It just slid smoothly, covering my third chakra from invasion, from attempts to connect into my personal power. I invite you now to, is there a visual that you can bring up that you feel is protective of that area? Invoke that now. Is it a wrapping around? Is it a light? Is it some sort of white light or amethyst, like almost like an amethyst, a thin sheet of amethyst covering that chakra? Is it a clear crystal? Is it a fine mesh that allows positive in but blocks? Some image. And as I said, it was so shocking to me because I literally immediately felt a sense like I had put on a spiritual girdle. I felt like, whew, strong. I felt less subtle energy in the third chakra, but it felt more protected. So see if you can do that now and simply intend and will that you have closed that third chakra, your personal power. You have closed it from invasion, from attempts to drain your power. And then at any point later, you can open it. Just say an intent to open that chakra. You'll feel it. You can tune into it beautifully. But when you're maybe out and about in the world or in a difficult situation, use your visual image. Like I said, I like a sliding door. Whoop, and it's closed. It's protected. Try this practice. I would love to hear your comment. If you want to comment over on my blog, that's the best place to do that, intheflowofmagic.com. You'll see the link for the podcast and for this episode, and the number of the episode will be right in front of the podcast. So do leave a comment and give it a try. Give it a try. If you'd like to connect in with me, especially this November. As I said, I'll be doing practices. I probably will do some Facebook Lives in the flow of magic for the holidays. How to stay in the flow and centered. Namaste, beautiful, and be well. Be well, stay blessed.